Your thoughts when you first learned that John Harbaugh was being relieved of his duties in Baltimore yesterday?
Yeah, I wasn't shocked at all, SA. And you know, it's on the margins, man. Like, everybody should, and we should have a level of respect for what John Harbaugh was able to do in Baltimore, and rightfully so. Like, the guy's won a lot. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's had a very successful 18-year tenure while he was there in Baltimore, but he was not being judged on just winning games anymore. And people would isolate this season and say it didn't go the way it was supposed to go, but it wasn't just about this season either. It was about how many chances that they had to be close to returning to a Super Bowl or having an opportunity to go and try to win a Super Bowl, especially when you have a quarterback like Lamar Jackson, who everybody expects at some point to get over the hump. So the finger was going to get pointed at the coach, who we all know is a really good football coach, but it was going to be pointed at him as the reason why this team couldn't get over that proverbial hump to try to win a Super Bowl or get back into that game. They've had some awful losses, and players are a big part of that, but they're not going to fire Lamar Jackson. They're not going to get rid of him, the face of the franchise, the guy that is the reasoning behind why John Harbaugh is being judged the way he is, because you're supposed to at least have gone to one at this point with the way he's performed over a number of seasons. So, no, it's not shocking. I just don't want people to have this general idea that John Harbaugh got fired because the Ravens didn't have a successful year this year. John Harbaugh got fired because the Ravens have been knocking on the door of having an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, and for some way or reason, they haven't been able to knock that wall down. Now, people will say Patrick Mahomes, or you know, it's been a really good division in the AFC. Nobody cares about that when you have a two-time MVP. Nobody cares about that when you go and sign Derrick Henry in the offseason. Nobody cares about that when you've had top five ranked defenses and you still haven't been able to get to the Super Bowl. That's what this comes down to. It does not come down to his 60% winning percentage. It does not come down to his Super Bowl that he won years ago against San Francisco. Those thoughts had nothing to do with that. It had everything to do with here recently. I would say within the last 6 or 7 years that we've seen this team at the doorstep a number of times, and they haven't been able to get over that hump.